I question the fact because you're supposed to be able to put a dead remote up to the push start button and push the button with the dead remote, and it's supposed to start. Mine, when it fails, it doesn't even do that. And I went to the dealership yesterday, and he seemed to think it was the leather cover that I had on my remote. So until I get it to fail again, I took the leather cover off, and I'm running without a cover on the remote. We'll see how it does. But then if I have the wife's remote with me, it always seems to work. So I don't know, maybe it's my remote going bad.